Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. After the first rain of the season, we are well into the beginnings of fall, but with many warm days still ahead in the garden. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to reserve your tickets. And please, if you're not yet COVID-19 vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear a mask while in public. This week marks a members-only pre-sale for the upcoming Glow Extravaganza. If you aren't a member, this may be the time to join up and get your tickets for Glow reserved. Now that the new Soar exhibit is open, there is a perfect opportunity to get into the butterfly garden outside the entrance. This area is a wonderful study in how to plant a garden specifically to attract butterflies. There are lots of plants blooming right now, and many are California natives, some of which can be purchased at the plant kiosk. There is yarrow and coneflower, California milkweed and butterfly bush, marigolds and beard's tongue or penstemon, and there's many more inside the pavilion. The butterfly pavilion is now filled with monarch butterflies, and there's plenty of information about them outside and inside the pavilion. Just ask one of the volunteers. This is a real treat as you can get up close and very personal with the butterflies inside the pavilion. Just outside the butterfly exhibit are the geometric flower beds, which have been replanted inside the boxwood hedges with snapdragons and lion's tail plants. These plants will bloom well into the winter season, giving a lovely view from the garden benches or the walkway into the garden. One of the hardiest and most underappreciated plants in the garden are the geraniums. These plants work hard to fill in a variety of uses and spaces that need a bit of reliable color. If you look just outside the entrance to the butterfly exhibit, there are wonderful red geraniums. In the children's garden, the geraniums are peachy, but they bloom year-round and are always lush and full. There are also geraniums that double as ground cover on the slope behind the formal rose garden that are white with a pink splash mixed in with some that are just hot, hot pink. Another worthy notice in the plants behind the rose garden are the paper bark or melaleuca trees that mark the entrance to the Garden of the Senses. These two are blooming, as are the two at the corner of Tram Road and Alpine Trail just past the overlook. These trees can get up to 80 feet tall, and the bloom looks like a white blaze across the treetops, while the bark looks like it's peeling off the tree in layers. These trees are one of the first to sprout after a fire and can even bloom within weeks of a fire. They produce plenty of seeds, and in Florida and Texas are considered invasive weeds. The wood, foliage, and bark has many uses in their native Australia. However, here in California, they are used as an interesting specimen tree. If you head toward the overlook on Tram Road to see the other blooming melaleuca trees, take a look as you go by at the Cape honeysuckle. It makes a terrific hedge or screening plant and is very much an evergreen and blooms throughout the year here in California. Also blooming is the firewheel tree, which grows in the meadow just past the Cape honeysuckle and also along the side of Phoebe's Meadow. These are very drought tolerant and don't bloom until the tree, which is also very slow growing, gets to over 10 feet tall. Another very interesting tree growing along Tram Road near the firewheel trees is the Cluisa fluminensis. This is more of a bush and can be used as a hedge or screening plant as it can withstand fairly hardy winds. This plant is not self-fertilizing and the one in the meadow here is marked as a female plant. Don't miss the haunted house that dropped to earth just past the Cluisa. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.